New Year, Odyssey fans! Welcome to 2024. I'm Jesse, editor of Focus on the Family Clubhouse Magazine.
And I'm Bob, producer of the Adventures in Odyssey Club. Welcome to the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast. 2024 is going to be a big one for Adventures in Odyssey. Lord willing, we'll be releasing our 1,000th episode before the year's over.
Yeah, that is big. Anytime you add an extra digit, it's huge. This incredible milestone, 37 years in the making, is a testament to God's blessing, the power of story, and the support of fans like you around the world.
To mark this occasion, we're celebrating all year long. The pinnacle event, One Grand Party, will be here in Colorado Springs August 2nd and 3rd, and we have news about that.
Quick, cue the music. Tickets for One Grand Party go on sale tomorrow, Thursday, January 11th at 1 p.m. Mountain Time. Woohoo!
Tickets start at $65 and include access to 2 days of Adventures in Odyssey fun.
Okay, so events are happening at Focus on the Family's campus on Friday.
Yes, that's Experience Odyssey.
But the live show is Saturday.
At New Life Church, just down the road.
There's so much going on, Bob. Can anyone help me explore this sprawling event?
I have 3 excellent guides. Executive producer Dave Arnold, showrunner Marshall Younger, and production manager Christopher Deal. They've been planning One Grand Party for over a year now, and they can tell you all about it.
I'm ready.
Marshall, Dave, Chris, thanks for being here on the podcast.
Of course. Thanks, Bob.
Happy to be here.
Well, first off, congratulations to the whole team for making it to 1,000 episodes this year. Other than soap operas, I mean, very few story-based shows have ever reached that milestone. How do you account for the long-term success of Adventures in Odyssey?
Obviously, first and foremost is the blessing of God on it. Without God, you know, using it and impacting people's lives, it would never have gone, you know, even close to as far as it has. And in addition to that, I believe that the Lord has really blessed us with a great creative team through the years. And many of the people in our team have stuck around an awful long time because we love doing what we're doing and we believe in Adventures in Odyssey, and it's a joy to work on, and we got great fans, and it's just, it's a blessing for us, too. So having the creative team, I think also the fact that we've had so much variety in the show through the years, creating not just new devices, but also new characters that can experience similar themes. And then finally, I think the other thing that has contributed to the long-term success is the fact that the shows are often relatable and people almost feel like vicariously they're living out their life through a character on Odyssey, right? I mean, so many times we've heard people saying, "You're writing my life story. Did you like look in my diary?"
And that's just
have
Katie.
You been watching? Yeah, that's just Katie, exactly.
But you're right. Fans have told us that many times.
Yeah, so I think all those things contribute to it. But again, foremost is the blessing of God on the show.
Well, we plan to celebrate a lot this year, always in that spirit of acknowledging God's blessing on the audio drama and how he continues to use it in the lives of our listeners. A big part of that will be One Grand Party coming August 2nd and 3rd. I know we're all real excited about that. There have been a lot of live Odyssey events dating back to 1997 with New Year's Eve Live. You guys remember that one?
No.
I don't remember it. No. I'm sorry.
Well, you must remember some of the things that we've done. We had a cruise, and we had several different live events. We've got them on the club for people to experience now. What are some memories that you have of those past events?
Well, 2008, we were celebrating, 20 years? Because it was 21 years, actually,
20 years.
In 2008. But so we were celebrating 20 years. My favorite memory of that was we were doing a Q&A with the actors, and Dave Madden, who plays Bernard, was one of the actors. And Chuck Bolte, who was the former executive producer, he asked the question, "Dave, how are you like Bernard?" And Dave said, "I hate Bernard," which was not only a hilarious answer that got the biggest round of applause, but it was also... He answered the question. He was exactly like Bernard. the best part of the live shows is getting together with the fans, meeting fans, and talking with them and listening to their Odyssey experience.
Yeah, I remember the Dallas event. which was a big lift for us at the time. And
this is one of the first times we went on the road with the show.
It was the first time we went on the road with the show. So my favorite memory for that was the fact that I needed some help. I was doing Foley for the show, but I needed some help. And my son was there, Landon, and he offered to come up and help. So we did Foley throughout the show together. And
that was a
really rich experience for me. Unfortunately, he did see me tap dancing during the performance, which was part of the Foley, and I'll never do that again. But that was a fabulous memory for me.
You know, one of the other times that we went on the road, actually, we weren't on the road. We were on the water.
That's right.
It was the cruise.
Ooh.
Yeah, no, I have a memory from that. I tell you, I got to do Foley on that particular show, and we have just a great cast. And they spend a lot of time in the studio, but they get a chance every once in a while, obviously, to come out and perform in front of an audience. And one of those people that are just really good at performing in front of a crowd is Will Ryan. He was just such a great performer, knew how to read the audience and work with them. And we had, I believe it was our second performance we were doing, but we had a particular scene where he was reading the audience. He could tell that they were really into it, and he decided to go a little off script. And that's great. And we were sitting there listening to him go through some of the lines. Not exactly sure how we were going to get back on script, but enjoying his performance. And in the middle of that, we were looking at the time, because everything on a cruise ship is timed down to the minute, and so we didn't really have a whole lot of extra space to do things. And I could see over on one side of the stage. Chuck Bolte was a little concerned and was looking, and Nathan was directing, and you could tell he's like, okay, how can I make sure that we get moving forward? And I believe Chuck handed something to you, Bob.
Yes, he handed me a note. I was in one of the wings with Chuck, and the only way to get from one wing to the other, which is where Will was close to, is to go down into the bowels of the ship and then back. And by the time I got up on the other side, things had moved. And there was a lot of tension, because the Disney Cruise Line folks, we had not only our own schedule to keep, but they were very strict about
everything was very tight.
Things we needed to do.
And everything came out all right, but it was an entertaining part of the show.
Well, the one thing that all of these stories say is it's unpredictable.
Very.
When we have a live
very
show.
Unpredictable.
And that's really the fun of it.
It is.
It is.
Well, Marshall.
And the horror.
That's the horror of it, yes.
Marshall, the vision for this summer's event started with you. You were adamant that we skip the 35th anniversary and focus on the 1,000th episode instead. Why was that?
Okay, so I brought this up at one of our annual writers' meetings, and this was years ago. So it was before the 35th anniversary, which would have been 2022, right?
Right.
Yeah. My reasoning was that when you celebrate anniversaries, the important ones are, you got 5 is really important, and then 10, and then 15, 20 is really important. 25 is, it's quarter of a century. 30 is very, 35 is the first multiple of 5 that nobody really cares about. But I had a better reasoning than that.
COVID?
Yeah, we were going through COVID. But I wanted to wait a couple of years until we got to 1,000 episodes, because to me, that's a bigger event than there's a lot of things that are 35 years old, but to have 1,000 episodes, that's unique. So we decided let's put all of our eggs in the 1,000th episode basket, make it a huge thing, make it the biggest thing we've ever done, invite the most people that we've ever invited. And people listened to me, which was surprising.
Oh, us fools.
No, I'll never do that again.
Well, our team has been in lots of meetings, doing all kinds of planning. Today, we are ready to unveil some of the specifics. So let's walk through the weekend as it's been mapped out. Friday, August 2nd, is called Experience Odyssey. And that is included with every ticket. What exactly is Experience Odyssey?
We want this to be an experience that is really immersive, and people walk in and they feel like they're in Odyssey. Okay, so we're gonna have different areas of the ministry. We have lots of big open areas that we're gonna have. We're gonna have Wits End, and we're gonna have the Streets of Odyssey, and things dedicated to the history of Odyssey. We're talking about a Hall of Fame. And then also we're going to have different demonstrations. We have a Foley demonstration that Chris might be involved in. What do you think?
Yeah. Yeah? It's our team, hopefully, all parts of our team, yeah.
And perhaps a music demonstration with John Campbell.
We're talking about dancing demonstration.
with Dave Arnold,
yes.
Everybody's
special stage.
an art demonstration by our artist,
Gary Locke. Sure, yeah.
And just all sorts of different activities and places that you can go and things you can see. It's going to be huge.
And many other things that are in the works that we just don't feel quite comfortable sharing yet, but we will be able to tell people.
Lots of surprises. We will say that.
All right. Yeah. All right.
Oh, lots of surprises.
Well, why is there a morning and an afternoon version of the event? Are they the same?
They are the same. We're actually doing the same program during the morning hours as we are in the afternoon. It's just here on the Focus campus, we can only accommodate so many people. And so we had to split the event up to make sure that everybody can enjoy it and not feel like it's overcrowded.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, traffic flow, just kind of making sure that everyone has a good experience. Yeah. All right, I also saw something on Friday's itinerary called Character Parties at Wits End. What are those, and do they require a different kind of ticket?
No, actually, they're part of the Experience Odyssey event. So we're going to have an area where people can go down and get to meet the characters, not necessarily the actors, but the actual characters that we have. And they'll be able to take pictures with them and just be able to see those life-size versions of Wit
and Connie,
the costume characters.
In Wit's End, right?
In Wit's End, yeah. So we're going to have that available, and there might be a little treat for them to be able to eat.
Oh, there will be cupcakes. Let's just say it. There will be cupcakes.
There will be cupcakes.
Thousands of cupcakes.
Thousands.
Chris and
thousands.
Chris and his wife will be baking from now until August.
My oven can hold 12 at a time.
Okay. So there we go. That's 12 times.
One cupcake per family.
Carry the three. Okay.
You have to divide it into fourths.
I don't know if there'll be sprinkles, though. I can't promise anything. I don't know what the cupcakes will look like.
Oh, man.
But yeah, it's a chance to be able to go down and meet the characters. And that's kind of what that is that time period for people to come, but it is part of the ticket.
Okay, so food, photo opportunities. Well, that's the costume characters. What about the actors? Suppose they want to meet the actors.
There's also an autograph session that's going to happen for a limited number of people that want to purchase tickets for that as well.
And that'll be on the Friday event, the Experience Odyssey event all day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's Friday. Mm-hmm. Now, Saturday is the live stage show. One grand show. Marshall, you and the team are still writing this show, but what can you tell us about it?
You know, we want this to be an event that everyone will remember. We're currently working on a script, though it still has ways to go. I'm working a lot in collaboration with the other writers. And we're really working hard to make sure it's the best show that it can possibly be. What makes this show different from other audio shows that we do is that there will be an audience watching it, obviously. So unlike what we do with a regular audio show, we will take advantage of the visual element. It'll be something fun to watch.
Dave ziplining in and tap dancing
at the end. It's my encore.
So yeah, so it'll be something fun to watch, not just listen to. And we already plan to have some interesting things to look at as well as hear.
Well, clearly we want to do some things that we've never done before, but there are other things that we've done at live shows that have been very popular. We right. want to revisit those because they're just so much fun. And one of them is actor Q&As.
Yeah.
And one of the questions that comes up related to this event is, how can the fans ask questions of the actors for the Q&A? Do we have
can we phone? We need to phone a friend for this.
Yeah.
So Nathan Hubler can come in.
Nathan,
so.
Can you come in here? Come in and answer that very complex and detailed question.
Oh, here he is.
Nathan,
he's right here. Yes.
Nathan Hubler, ladies and gentlemen.
So Q&A at the live event, that's what we're talking, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
So if people want to send a question after they've bought their ticket, at some point, after they bought their ticket, we'll send them a survey. We'll ask them some questions about the event, and we'll also give them the opportunity to ask the actors a question. And then we'll cull through those because we'll hopefully, if the event sells out, we'll have 6,000 questions. We'll choose a few of those for the actors to answer at the live show.
Who's going to read through the 6,000 questions?
Nathan Hubler.
Nathan Hubler's going to read them all.
That's exactly what
every single one.
Where did he start?
So make it a really good question.
Complicated
question. He can't.
Only he could answer.
Yes.
All right. So we've been through Friday. We've been through Saturday. Now let's take a look at Sunday. This is August 4th. The event is over, guys. One grand party has ended. What do you hope to be feeling on that day?
Alive. That would be a good one.
You'll be going to late service that Sunday morning.
Yes, indeed. Yes,
sleeping in a little bit.
I would hope that I would, well, we've mentioned it several times, is the blessing of that this show has been. And so I feel like I'm going to feel blessed just by the event, and I'm going to get to meet a lot of really great people who've experienced Odyssey. And that's really, we've made that the theme of this event, is remembering God's blessings and seeing a terrific example of that in Adventures in Odyssey.
Yeah, and I completely agree with that. And I would expand that to say that I think we're all going to feel very pleased to know that the Lord was a part of that event and that everybody felt blessed. And we're glad that they were there. It's a celebration not just of Adventures in Odyssey, but the way God works in our lives.
Yep.
So very grateful for that.
You know, it's interesting to be part of these live events and just to be around the people. We have such a unique audience, and just their heart and their excitement and just their joy, it's very contagious. So the next day, I would probably be already excited about where we're going in the future, what's going to happen next, and how we're going to move forward. It's a joy to be able to be part of that whole group of people that enjoys this show.
Yep.
Well, the months that are to come are going to be a lot of fun, the planning, and then I think on the other side of it, the reminiscing, because I still have people come up and talk about the cruise or the 25th in Dallas, and they remember this. They say, I was there. It's a landmark moment for them too. And I do look forward to hearing years from now, people who are saying, yes, I was there for the 1,000th and Focus on the Family. Yeah. So guys, thank you for coming in and talking about it today. I have a feeling we'll probably have more conversations between now and August, but that gets us rolling.
Awesome.
It's a pleasure.
Thanks, Bob.
Thanks, Bob.
How was that, Jess? Did they answer all your questions?
I think so, but I'm sure I'll think of another one as soon as we leave the studio.
Not to worry. We have a website full of useful information. OneGrandParty.com has prices, schedules, seating charts, maps, and yes, frequently asked questions.
Good.
It's also where you can find that link to buy tickets starting tomorrow.
At 1 p.m. Mountain Time. You know, I'll be waiting with my finger on the button.
That's not a bad idea. Tickets launched for club members a few weeks ago, and a few portions of the event, such as the Thursday night dinner, have already sold out. And others, like a few of the autograph sessions, are going fast. So be sure to get your tickets soon.
I can't wait to see Odyssey fans this summer. You know, meeting fans is one of the best parts of these things.
Yeah, I think I'll have 6,000 more close friends by the end of the day on August 3rd.
Well, before we go, Bob, what's going on in the club this month?
A new adventure called The Ark's the Thing. Here's what that's about.
This month on the Adventures in Odyssey Club, Olivia and Emily put on a drama about Noah.
You know, I appreciate you two volunteering to direct this.
But the two have wildly different approaches.
Hear the fog machine?
Well, the fog machine?
Fog is emotional.
I think the machine is on too high.
Ow! I ran into the walrus. Okay, that's enough. Turn off the fog.
I think I may have the black lung.
You'll want front row seats this month on the Adventures in Odyssey Club.
You can join the Adventures in Odyssey Club at adventuresinodyssey.com.
And again, you can find links to those event tickets at onegrandparty.com starting Thursday, January 11th at 1 p.m. Mountain Time.
That's all for this edition of the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast, a presentation of Focus on the Family. I'm Bob.
And I'm Jesse, reminding you that with God in your life, every day is an adventure.
Adventures in Odyssey has taken generations of children on an exciting journey, all the while sharing biblical principles and activating their imaginations. Now, in 2024, we'll be airing our 1,000th episode. To celebrate, we're inviting every member of the Odyssey family to join us for one grand party. This spectacular two-day event is packed with fun and excitement for Adventures in Odyssey fans of every age. Partygoers will enjoy an unmatched, immersive experience into the town of Odyssey. Meet and greets with cast and crew, Q&A sessions, trivia contests, and more. The party is topped off with a live episode recording starring fan-favorite characters. It's all happening on August 2nd and 3rd in beautiful Colorado Springs, Colorado. Tickets for One Grand Party are going fast. Learn more at onegrandparty.com.